Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey listeners, just a quick heads up, there is sensitive language in this episode. I'm Deborah Gianli, and this is Kaleidoscope. Guess what? We have reached the end of season one. Joining me to help me close out the season is Kaleidoscope's co-founder, Aaron James Brown. What's up, Aaron?
Whoa, hey.
Oh, Aaron. It's closing time for season one. Sad. We have had such an incredible season, haven't we?
Yes.
So we decided to pull together a special episode. Aaron, do you want to tell everyone what we're doing today?
Yeah. We wanted to close things out with a mini episode that recaps some of our favorite moments. Let's start with you, Debbie. What are some of your favorite moments?
Okay, so I loved interviewing Danny and Drew Cortez. Mm. As many people will remember, they are the father-son duo. Danny was a Southern Baptist preacher who became LGBTQ affirming. Drew was a teenage son who just came out as gay. But their church elders wanted to exclude LGBTQ people from sacraments like communion. Mm. And Drew decides to take communion. And what didn't make it into the actual episode that I really want to share with listeners is just how different Danny and Drew describe this moment. Okay, here's Danny.
All of a sudden, I hear this noise coming from the back of the church. It was my son that stood up and he began to run to the communion table. And I found out that it was my son's act of defiance that no one's going to tell me I can't take communion. And then, of course, my wife, you know, runs over there, his other siblings, you know, his two other brothers and his sister. And then I go up there and we're breaking bread together, just kind of us. And we're sobbing in the front of the church.
And here is Drew.
And so I knew communion was coming. And so I was going to be like, you know what, fuck y'all. I'm going to get up and like dip this motherfucking bread in the wine and I'm going to eat it in front of all of you. like, and you're going to take it. Like, I'm not going to stand for your nonsense. So like right when it started, I like got up from my seat and I ran down the aisle. And then I remember like looking back and like seeing like my full family like running up to me too. And they're like, oh shit, what's Drew doing? And everyone was just crying. I don't know. It was a messy morning.
I love how Drew claimed his space at the table of God.
Yes.
For someone to move with confidence like that in a space where moments before people were hostile to your very being, that takes so much boldness and conviction.
Yeah. And a lot of our listeners reached out after this episode to say thank you for including Drew's story. A lot of people had heard from Danny, the pastor, but not from Drew, the son. And a lot of people didn't know about the trauma in the months and years that followed. Mm. They didn't know that Drew almost died.
Yeah.
And that's a really important part of the story that we need to talk about. Right. You know, for many of our LGBTQ siblings, they've grown up hearing these really harmful messages. And when they come out, they need long-term care and support, because without that, it could lead to really devastating ends.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm so glad that Drew got that from
right.
his father, his mother, his siblings. Like, his family was there for him, and now he's thriving.
Right.
It's so encouraging. What about you, Aaron? What were some of your favorite moments of the season?
I keep thinking about the story Michelle Higgins told.
Hmm.
Michelle is a Black female pastor and activist in St. Louis, where she works to dismantle criminalized poverty.
Mm-hmm.
During her interview, Michelle told a lovely story about her family's history and how her parents influenced her present work in the movement for Black lives.
I don't know if we remember what people thought about HIV and AIDS in the 80s. And mm-hmm. this young man was brutally assaulted in the barracks that my dad oversaw. Mm-hmm. And so he came to live with us. And my parents, for better or worse, didn't hold back. But I had the aha moment of my mom and dad explaining to me why our dear friend, who was family to us, obviously, I didn't even blink when I walked in and my dad had given him my room. I was like, cool, sleepover. But to have someone be so close to you as family and to have them despised in their body because of something that was destroying their body was how my parents phrased, this person is precious to God, and even more so because he was hated by man.
Wow. That was a really powerful story.
Mm.
And, you know, personally, as a young parent, Michelle's family really serves as a model for what a hospitable family can look like.
Mm-hmm.
And how, as parents, we are responsible for cultivating a justice-oriented family culture.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. It was an awesome moment. Were there other moments that you loved?
Another moment I loved came from the episode about your life, Debbie.
Aw, shucks. I know.
Love you. Throughout the second half of the episode, you talk about your work documenting young queer folks on a conservative Christian campus where they're in a secret group mm-hmm. because they feared expulsion or other consequences if they came out. But the week you visited them, they made a bold move and came out to their entire school.
Yeah.
And after that, they threw a party to celebrate. And I love the joy of that moment. We need more joy in our lives. And the moment in that episode is so joyful. Here is you at that party.
Standing in the middle of the dance floor, I pause and give myself a moment to take it all in. I see a celebration of humanity with ethnicity, gender, and sexuality across the spectrum. Couples kiss, friends shimmy, and they are radiant.
I love it. Tell me what this dance party was like.
It was incredible. I had been following a bunch of these students for a week leading up to this dance party. And all I had seen up to that point was a group of really scared students who were just a ball of nerves. They lived in a culture that was hostile to them and they had to live their lives in secret. But then they get to this dance party and they're totally different people. They're happy, they're free, they're making jokes, they're totally themselves, they're dancing and just having the time of their lives. And it was just such a beautiful sight to behold.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a really lovely part of the episode.
Aw, yeah. It was great. It was great to see that.
So should we close with one more moment from this season?
Yes. One of my favorite episodes is a mini episode called The Queer Underground. Perfect segue.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually where I tell a story of what happened moments before this dance party. And how an unrequited love story inspired Kaleidoscope's tagline. So our protagonist is Jason Brown, and he has this huge unreciprocated crush on the queer underground's leader, Will.
Ooh.
But Will is graduating, and Jason is saying goodbye, and he's doing so with this beautiful poem that he's written for Will.
You are the most amazing, breathtaking man in the world. Said, give yourself the grace of tears and breathe laughter. Dance yourself into the unknown. Let the world see you. When they do, they'll never be the same. They'll never doubt the goodness of God again. I love you, brother, friend, lover, giver, for you, always. okay, so now we go, now we go to the party.
I just pressed my contact.
I get all squishy. And I love.
Dry those tears.
I love what maybe sounds like sniffles. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then the nervous crinkling of the paper mm-hmm. as he reads. It's just endearing and sweet.
It is.
And I want to hug him.
I know. And I love the. You could just tell that Jason cares for Will with a ton of intensity. Mm-hmm. It's also super relatable, right?
Yeah.
Like, haven't we all had that person from our youth who moved us to write poetry?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we liked it so much that we made it the tagline of Kaleidoscope.
Yes, we did. And it's because it was just such a beautiful benediction from Jason to Will.
Yeah.
And it's also our benediction to our listeners.
It is. So, listeners, we want you to know that you are beautiful as you are.
We did it, Erin.
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow. It has been such a great ride.
Oh, it's been so fun.
Yeah. And we want our listeners to know that we still have some special bonus material brewing.
What?
I'm talking super duper special.
Oh, I do not want to miss that.
You really don't want to miss it. And it's going to be dropping in the next couple of months. So keep Kaleidoscope in your feeds.
Mm.
And finally, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. You've been an amazing audience, and we have so loved and appreciated your support.
Yeah, you tweeted, and you Instagrammed, and you Facebooked, and you rated and reviewed, and you did all the things to tell us that you loved what we were putting out there, and that gave us energy to keep going and making more episodes. So thank you so much.
Yes, we are so appreciative.
Can we tell our listeners about season two?
Yeah, I mean, we are still looking for funding for season two.
Right.
So we hope to be back in your earbuds soon because we've got incredible guests.
Incredible.
And stories.
So many stories.
Stories that we want to share with you. But we need your support to keep this going.
Yes.
One way you can help keep this podcast alive is by supporting us financially. You can give to our Patreon account, which is at patreon.com.
How do you spell that?
That's patreon.com. And then search for K-Scope Pod. That's K-S-C-O-P-E Pod, P-O-D.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And every little bit counts.
Right.
So give what you can. And
we are so appreciative.
We will be forever grateful. Thank you again for listening and for all of your support. We love you.
We love you. Thanks, everyone.
That's it for this episode, and that's it for season one. Kaleidoscope is produced by Sound Queen and expert studio fort builder Annie Nguyen, with amazing support by co-founder, the strong, the beautiful, the confident, Erin James Brown. I'm your host, playground basketball champion, Deborah Jian Lee. You can find out more about the show at kscopepod.com. Our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are all at kscopepod. Thanks to the BTS Center for funding season one. Listen and drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Radio Public, where we get a few coins for each listen. All right. Hope to see you next season. In the meantime, you know what to do. Let the world see you. When they do, they'll never be the same.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.